And welcome back to your favorite morning show of all time. We're going to do some things, really exciting things in the next segment. We're going to be, what? We'll tell him I'll call him back because I'm on the air. I can't do that. I don't care how important it is. I'm on the air. I'm in the middle. Are you serious? All right, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm sorry about this for this interruption. Hold on for a second. Good morning. This is Seth. What can I do for you?
Good morning. Is this Seth Mela?
It's Mela, yes. What can I do for you? First of all, do you know that I'm on the air? I'm in the middle of my job here. What can I do for you?
Mr. Mela, this is very important
Mela.
Business. Mela. Yes. This is Jacob Stevenson, your local IRS agent.
Okay. That's what that's what Alice said.
Yes. Well, we here at the IRS first would like to thank you for filling out your tax return forms.
Yeah.
Thank you for turning those in on time.
Yeah.
Looking those over, though, sir, Mr. Mela,
we
found a discrepancy with one of your, quote, deductibles.
Okay. Well, listen, let me ask you, so it's, Agent, what was your name again?
Stevenson.
Stevenson. Agent Stevenson, would it be possible for us to have this conversation later? I'm on the air. We're doing a radio show right now, so you're being broadcast. You know that, right?
As are you, Mr. Mela. We always record our calls as well, Mr. Mela.
Mela.
Anyway, yes, I'm looking at your form right now as we speak, and I'm just going to list off some of the deductibles that you have tried to make.
Well, this is personal information. I don't exactly want this going out over the air.
Mr. Mela, I need you to calm down, please.
Okay.
Calm down.
Mela.
Thank you. First of all, you were trying to use, here at the IRS, we try to do anything we can to do as much background information on everyone that tries to put in their taxes.
Intrusion.
Mr. Mail, I need you to calm down. Thank you. And
if I were any more calm, I would be asleep.
Is that supposed to be funny, sir?
Well, that's what I do for
you. Are you trying to make jokes?
No,
sir?
No.
I'm out of a serious situation.
I'm very sorry. I won't do it again.
Okay, it says here that you have a wife. Is that true?
Yes.
You have a wife?
Yes.
Yes. And you have a daughter. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Who is this Alice that you have on this form?
I'm sorry, what?
Alice. You have an Alice listed as
Alice is my assistant.
Your assistant?
Yes.
Okay. Can I speak to her, please?
Alice is very busy right now.
Okay.
She's collecting belly button lint from the rest of the people on the show. We've given it away as a prize. It's tax deductible, by the way.
Mr. Mela?
Yes.
Who is this,
Mela.
Alice?
Alice is my assistant. With? Alice is my personal assistant. We hired her about a year ago.
Okay, then I need to speak to her right now,
no,
please.
No, can't do that. She's very busy.
Why can't
Alice
I
Alice doesn't
do that,
speak
Mr.
English.
Mela.
Alice doesn't speak
English. She doesn't speak English.
Alice doesn't speak English.
So she is an illegal alien.
No, nope. Bought her legally. I mean, we hired her
illegally.
Hired her legally.
So this is a prostitute.
No, really? No. Alice is less than intellectual.
Well, that's just not nice, Mr. Mailey.
No,
you cannot make fun of people.
Does the term primate mean anything to you?
Are you Charlton Heston?
No.
Are you Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Are you James Franco?
No, sir. I am trying to be as serious with you as I possibly can.
Okay.
Alice is a chimpanzee.
This is, okay, that's just ridiculous, Mr. Mela.
Oh, she's
especially
cute.
With
wears a little too much makeup, but she's okay.
Mr. Mela, can I finish, please? You're being very rude during this conversation.
By the way, it's Mela.
Mela. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the deductibles that you've tried to make are just ridiculous. You tried to send Alice to Harvard Law School. Is that true?
Well, is it that hard?
Oh, touche, Mr. Mela. No, come on, really?
My assistant needs to be educated.
All right, well, moving on. You tried to create a charity under Alice's name.
Right.
Allies for Alice
yes,
charity.
Right. Alice has an affliction.
Mr. Mela, this is very difficult for me to begin with because of this situation.
I'm just trying to help out chimpanzees with afflictions. That's all I'm doing.
You tried to get Brett Favre and Bart Starr to donate to this charity?
Well, yeah, of course.
We contacted both of those men, and they had no idea what I was talking about.
Well, I'm sure they don't, because they don't like you. Anyway, what else?
That's
listen,
because they're on a team that doesn't know how to play football. Speaking of the Packers, what is the difference between a Packer fan and a baby?
How does this have anything to do with my...
Answer the question, Mr. Mailer.
I don't know what a difference between a Packer fan and a baby is. I don't know.
The baby will stop whining after a while. But seriously, Mr. Mailer.
That's not funny.
It's very funny, actually. Right, you listen. Also, I see okay. A medical expense here, Mr.
Yeah.
Mailer.
Okay.
Yeah, you tried to have Alice give you a tattoo?
Well, yeah.
And you tried to use that as a medical expense?
It hurt. I needed stitches. It didn't go as well as I had originally planned.
Also, you have you built a fallout shelter. Is that true?
No, I don't know what that means. I have no idea what you mean by that.
Well, it says Alice built me a fallout shelter, and you try to use it as a preventative medicine.
Listen, I tell you what I'm going to do. I have to go. Okay, it's very, very important. There are things that I need to do. Agent Studinski, what was it?
Stevenson, Mr. Mailer.
Okay, listen, Agent, whatever your name is, can I call you back later? I'll just you hold on tight, and I'll call you back later. How's that? Okay. No, that's awesome. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for calling. Have a nice day. Okay, we're all fine here. You too. Bye.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. 150 million.